we are going to introduce a few new ones. First up is Flames Soapbox, in which I will share some of my feelings about a particular topic that would make me type in caps lock on the server because my feelings are that large. And today's is about what is going to happen as you are listening to this, potentially, or as this episode drops. It will be March the 15th. And on March the 17th, there is an international holiday that we all know and love called St. Patrick's Day.
I'll admit this isn't the topic I was expecting to hear from you, but I'm very excited to know what you have to say.
So I have so many feelings on this, Farrah, and part of this is because I lived on the island of Ireland for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I learned that we, especially in the United States, oh America, have a really difficult time understanding how to shorten the name Patrick. Ah. So Patrick does not shorten to Patty, P-A-T-T-Y. It shortens to Paddy, P-A-D-D-Y, because the Gaelic is Padraig.
I see.
So whenever you're going around and you're seeing these things that say St. Patty's Day, what you are doing is celebrating a hamburger. You are not celebrating a saint.
There's plenty of reasons to celebrate a hamburger, but there probably are no Saint Hamburger Patties.
And if they are, Tony has already crowned them, I'm sure, in his cheeseburger love. But one of the things that we have in this fandom is kind of a like fan and head canon that Sarah Rogers was an Irish immigrant. Mm-hmm. I love writing about this. I actually just wrote a fic called Shrove Tuesday in the Potts stocking stuffer. I wrote it a fic about Steve dealing with being an immigrant's child and kind of what that looks like and all of that. And I love exploring that. Again, because I lived there, but also because I love so many elements of so many things.
And we as a fandom are really great at taking characters that we have so little of, because even in the comics, we get very little of Sarah Rogers. And just finding ways to bloom them and expand them and dive into them.
It's amazing. It's like we just take these people and make them these giant, beautiful onions. I love it. Yes, and I officially headcanon that Steve is some level of some sort of Irish American. So as an Irish American, if you are writing a St. Patrick's Day fic, I will tell you right now that Stephen Grant Rogers would spell the day correctly. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be a pedant about it. So we're going to link a really funny doodle in our show notes by a really great artist named Twisted Doodles. This goes around the internet every St. Patrick's Day. I giggle every single St. Patrick's Day. And it pretty much tells the difference between a hamburger patty and a saint. But I would encourage you, just as somebody who has to listen to Mr. Flame rant about this every single St. Patrick's Day. And I firmly believe Steve would too. I'm giving you a plot bunny. That is what I'm giving you right now. Is pedantic, so Steve Rogers.
Flames giving you pedantic Steve Rogers complaining about spelling. What I'm getting from this is I want to see some kind of fic that combines Patty and Patty. Like, I want to see something with hamburger patties and St. Patrick's Day. I haven't fully rounded it out yet, but I'm sure you guys can run with this. So make us both happy.
There's a crack fic in this somewhere in which there are hamburger patties fighting about this.
We're circling it. We're circling it.
I'm not a good crack fic person, but there are people that are in the ear shots of this.
I like to think someone today, right in this moment, just had a wonderful feeling of creative bloom, and I can't wait to see what comes out of it.
Please gift it to us.
Yeah. Add us on social media, something, anywhere. Let us know.